And then he would come home and he said, Mom, he says, the teachers don't give a damn. I said, what do you mean? He says, kids are throwing drugs over each other's heads to each other in the halls, over the principal's heads and teacher's heads, and they don't even care. And he says, Mom, they're even smoking pot in the bathroom, and they don't even get trouble for it. And Mom, he says, all they do is watch TV all day long. They don't even do any work in the classroom.
Who's watching TV?
The kids.
There's TVs in the classroom?
Yeah, MTV. Mm-hmm.
In the classroom?
In the classroom.
There's TV sets?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And they watch MTV. That's the class.
Yeah.
So he did see it was a strange school then.
Yes.
And this was only in 3 weeks he saw there was something wrong here.
Well, yeah. Tell me about it.
And then, on that one day, that was the first time he ever said they did not. There was 50% of the students not.
You know what's going to blow your mind? It didn't just happen in the year of 1999 there. We have a videotape of a girl that went in that school in the 1980s.
Uh-huh.
You ought to see what 2020 did. They did a film on it. I got that film.
2020 went into this same high school.
In the 1980s, with the shit, this crap they've been pulling in that damn school. She even had a teacher, had no underwear on, with her legs spread apart, and she was licking her mouth and tongues and doing sexual things with the girls in the classroom.
Wait a minute, this is on video?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the girl tells about it. Yeah, on video.
Oh, she talks about it. You don't actually see the teacher.
On 2020, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
we have that video.
Oh.
It's all on 2020. It was filmed.
So you know? This is back in the 80s. This school was a little strange.
Yeah, and they talked about prickly glass and witchcraft and, you know, how you can die. And, you know, there's no such thing as wanting to live because it's better to die. And it's just awful. You have to listen to it. And it goes along with the textbooks and all the witchcraft in the textbooks.
Wow.
It's really gross. So, you know, I mean, they didn't even have math. They even showed textbooks with math and you know, different parts of sexual parts of the body in the math problems.
In the math problems?
Yeah.
Well, then this is not a normal textbook.
Yeah, you'll have to see it. Wait till you see the film. You're going to be blown away.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in a lot of math books. We're not realizing it because we're not looking at it the right way.
Or unless they've changed them since we were in school.
Well. It's sickening, man. It's sick.
Yeah.
It's black and it's sick. And then my son said they hired a sex porno guy to come in to speak about sex, you know, sex to the kids.
Oh.
And he would tell them better ways to have sex. And they would have a doodle thing in there with the rubbers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they would get paid. They would get certain grades, you know, for doing that if they could put it on properly without breaking it.
Oh.
On the doodle. And how you can have better sex. Not restraining from it, but how you can have better. Promote it. And they were told not to tell their parents any of this crap. After all, they're so grown up and know much more than the parents do, so you won't want to share that with your parents.
Oh, but your son did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.